This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
In a world where freedom is threatened, where individual rights are eroding, one man stands poised to counteract the rise of tyranny by rekindling the sacred fire of liberty. That man is Jonathan E. Ward.
Liberty was the patriotic purpose of our written constitution.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The ultimate solution is not in the hands of the government.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the FDA Dragon Slayer.
Jonathan, our sacred fire of liberty has gotten even more sacred today, if that were possible. It is because we're joined by our good friend from the Washington Times, Cheryl Chumley. She's back, Jonathan. I'm so excited.
What a privilege it is to have Cheryl with us, Robert. Isn't that great?
Yeah, I know. It's like all the people, like, you can rejoice now. It's not just me and Jonathan. You got Cheryl Chumley back. How are you, Cheryl? How have you been?
I'm doing great. You guys are great. I miss speaking with you.
Oh, it's always a great time. And you have just been prolifically writing every day. It seems like new articles coming out. And we've got a lot on the docket, so to speak, in the notes that are there. Which, by the way, Jonathan snuck a peek. I didn't know he did that because I was going to surprise him with Cheryl being on board. But he figured it out before we went to air. So we're going to roll with it. And the lead story this hour is an article you wrote about Manafort and Cohen and the innuendo games that are proceeding now, that they're so-called guilty pleas, or they've been found guilty of things that I don't know if they rise to what level they do. But, Cheryl, I think you should launch us this hour with this article.
Sure. You know, this is the talk of the town, the big news of the day. If you listen to the mainstream media, it's almost as if Trump is one breath away from being impeached. And, you know, I just wish that the American people would remember that this whole investigation into President Trump and his campaign officials started because of the allegations of collusion with Russia. And this is something that has been pushed to the side by the media, oh, how conveniently, because now that you have Manafort with his eight guilty charges, and you've got Cohen pleading guilty to campaign finance violations, the mainstream media is just running with it and making all kinds of innuendos as if this is doom and gloom for Donald Trump. And, you know, the big takeaway here is let's not forget this has nothing to do with Russia collusion.
And Jonathan, from your perspective, with your attorney's hat on and a constitutional hat on, is this an impeachable offense to have these two guys convicted of crimes not related to the investigation about Russia collusion?
No, actually, it's a rank failure of Mueller. It's a rank failure of the whole argument for collusion. Here you have two people who are closest to Donald Trump at various times, and the best they can do is find grounds to go after them, not Donald Trump. And then when they finally do get a conviction, it's on issues that are entirely unrelated to Donald Trump, except to the extent that you could argue that there was a potential campaign violation. But the fact of the matter is that guilty plea that Cohen entered is not a matter that has been adjudicated and proven. It's a plea. And as a result, there is no basis. Even within the plea, there's no basis to go after Donald Trump. Even were there some basis, most FEC issues are dealt with on a fine basis, as Barack Obama knows quite well. And here, there really is nothing that you can tag on Donald Trump with this. it's not impermissible to pay money to your own campaign for the purpose of doing some unrelated payment to someone else. That's not a campaign expenditure. So it's not even regulable by the FEC. The guilty plea, if he had fought the matter, probably he would have won.
So, Cheryl, is this more intense desperation on the part of the political left, or maybe even the establishment of all the parties that never liked Trump to begin with because he wasn't one of them, to find anything they can and then just believe into existence like Peter Pan and fairy dust? This is now the end of Trump.
Well, I think you hit the nail on the head. I think that's exactly what we're seeing in the media right now. And they've been doing it since before Trump was even inaugurated. If you remember, Maxine Waters started raising the impeachment call before Trump was even in the White House. And the left just rode that wave throughout the first few weeks, the first few months of his administration. You need a crime in this country before you can convict. And Trump has not even done anything that reeks, that smells of impeachable offense. And yet the left has him impeached, thrown in jail, booted from the White House already. And, you know, sometimes I get a little kick out of it, though, because I wonder if the left were successful in booting Donald Trump, in my mind, that's great, because then we get Mike Pence.
They're going to love Mike Pence, aren't they? Jonathan.
Yes, sir.
I just think that, I think there's a new book out by somebody, I think a Fox News guy, about framing Trump, that it just smacks of again, the collusion that's happening is on anybody who doesn't like Trump, colluding with one another to find something that, no pun intended, trump up charges.
Right. Well, there is, and it's a great book, and I'm about three quarters of the way through, and Greg Jarrett is a really good journalist, and he's got a strong factual presentation there. A lot of what he said has been reported upon. However, the fact of the matter is that he puts it together concisely, and he really indicts people in the FBI and in the Justice Department who colluded to try to take Trump down and thwart the will of the people and the Electoral College. And he establishes it very, very, very well. At the same time they're trying to take down Trump, he shows that they were, the same group of people were colluding with one another to completely excuse the direct and overwhelming law violations by Hillary Clinton. Mm-hmm. And resulting ultimately in Comey's statements to the public, which were really, would leave you flabbergasted, because he identified the Espionage Act violations, which were prolific, that have caused many other people to be convicted and thrown into jail for that or to pay huge fines. And then he completely excuses Clinton, even though he's the FBI director, and that's the job of the Justice Department to determine whether the facts warrant prosecution, not his job. So he really was behaving way outside the bounds of the law, not only in his interpretation of the law, but also in his exercise of the Attorney General's authority that he didn't possess. So now we see it all very clearly that they're all working together to try to get Trump out of the White House once he was there, and to try to exonerate Hillary Clinton before she even, had an opportunity to answer directly for the charges. He wrote up this presentation to exonerate her in public before she was even interviewed by the FBI agents. So, in other words, he concluded the result that he would let her go before he even had the interviews that would result in evidence related to it. He had so much proof. I mean, the Inspector General produced a report that detailed all of the violations through the use of a private server of the Espionage Act. He knew that well.
The Clintons are apparently untouchable, because if you get too close, you end up dead. I mean, there's been enough of a history and a trail of bodies that I think it has people nervous to go after her.
Well, what it does show is a gross double standard, and that's what Jared talks about. There really is an enormous double standard. If Donald Trump sneezes in the direction of the Soviet embassy, he's accused of meddling, allowing the Soviets to meddle with American affairs. If Hillary Clinton engages in Uranium One operations, where she sells effectively the United States uranium supply to Russia,
mm-hmm.
and actually colludes with Russians through that British spy in order to concoct a false narrative against Trump colluding with the Russians.
Cheryl Chumley,
let go.
Let me ask you, Cheryl, I mean, because you're writing about it, you're in the belly of the beast, so to speak, there with the Washington Times. You know, any evidence of common sense coming back to people? Maybe you have political ideologies out there that are different than Trump. Okay, you always have the Republican-Democrat kind of divide. But anybody speaking rationality outside of, you know, those that are saying, I think right here, let's look at this case objectively and say what is legitimate, what is not legitimate, versus all of the epithets that are being... I see even they're tweeting nasty stuff at you, Cheryl.
Oh, boy, do I bring out the trolls in people. But I do have to say, on an optimistic note, that I think a lot of what we see is media-generated, and I believe in this day and age that the majority of the American people are not buying into this. You know, the majority of the American people don't even buy into the polls when they show that Donald Trump is down in favor with the public. And I think, you know, I know that there are a lot of conservatives and Republicans who did not like Trump, and at this point still don't like Trump, particularly his way of taking to Twitter and so forth. And they envisioned a more diplomatic-type president in the Republican Party. But I just want to speak to those people and say, you have to admit at this point in the game that there is no other Republican candidate who ran in 2016 who could have withstood this firestorm of attacks. Donald Trump has his very human faults and so forth, but in the end, he is still putting the American citizen first, and he's fighting hard to root out the wickedness that we've seen and suffered with for years in D.C. And I just don't think there's any other Republican out there who could have done the job that well, could have withstood all this fire.
Yeah, he's wired differently than any politician in modern era, even though he wasn't going in as a politician. Obviously, he's had to become politically savvy on some level, and people say he's not at all, but he's still here. He's standing up and surviving despite the onslaught of, 90-95% of the media against him? I mean, rationality not in the media. I mean, you if you watch some of the stuff going on out there, you just scratch your head and go, are they on the same planet we're on? Are they witnessing the same thing we are? How about the economy? Let's talk about the economy. Sacred Fire of Liberty continues. We got Jonathan Emore, DFDA Dragon Slayer, and more. We got Cheryl Chumley back from Washington Times. And is it the Trump economy? Some people on the left are claiming, no, it's all Obama's economy. It's not Trump. Oh, he's making you believe it's him because he's a good PR guy, apparently. We'll find out on the other side of this break. You keep listening. In. Go to robertscottbell.com for all the links.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Sacred Fire of Liberty. Got a little spice here today. We got Cheryl Shumley back this hour from Washington Times. Jonathan Emord, emord.com. We have linked up to Cheryl's articles at Washington Times as well. Cheryl Shumley, welcome back. I'm so glad to have you back on board, and I don't think we've told you that enough. Not that we're trying to butter you up to come back occasionally more often or anything like that, but we love having you, you know.
Yeah, keep that butter coming out of the program there, Robert. We've got to butter her up and get her back for
us. We want to make sure she realizes how miserable life is without her being on the show, right? Maybe she'll feel take pity on us. And of course, we're having a good time. We love, again, all the time that you spend doing the good writing that you do, Cheryl.
Yep.
Well, thank you.
Robert's going to go on Prozac, Cheryl. If you don't come back on the show, Robert's going to go on Prozac.
And you know how much I don't want to do that, Cheryl, so don't feel at all coerced.
Right.
No, we're into freedom here. All right, what about the economy? Let me ask you guys this. Trump economy. There's a National Review article that it's reviewing, I guess, claims that the reason the economy is so strong, we got a 4.1 GDP in the last quarter, is because of Obama. I mean, tell me, Cheryl, where in the economy can they point to something Obama did that resulted in this booming economy?
Yeah, I'm sure if you dig through the numbers and so forth and sift through and just crawl into the corners and look for stats there, you might be able to dig something up that points to this positive economy as being rooted in Obama policies. But I just don't see it. And, you know, common sense alone will tell you under Obama – you know, the food stamp president, as Newt Gingrich put it, very aptly too, the food stamp president, you know, people were out of work. We were having bailouts and so forth. The borders were open. It was difficult for people to find jobs. The unemployment rose and so forth. The numbers were being finagled to show that the unemployment rate wasn't as high as it actually was. And now, as soon as Donald Trump takes over the White House, you've got confidence rising. And to me, that's a huge indicator of the economy that is sometimes underreported. When you have consumer confidence, when you have citizens out there buying because they're confident enough that they can afford those items, and that they're not going to lose their jobs the next day or week, that's all positive. Then you have companies giving bonuses, companies coming back from overseas. It's just, it's a different, you know, night to day scenario, and that's due in large part to Donald Trump.
Yeah, and Jonathan, even, you know, if you can nitpick and say, well, maybe Trump's not totally responsible, but even the idea that he could reduce some of the interference that government has via taxation, right, which is theft of the energy that would be available to the economy in terms of money or otherwise, that alone should be a lesson for anybody that needs to know something about economics from a sound perspective.
People tend to forget Obama was in there for 8 years during his tenure, we had between a 0 and 1% GDP. The economists at the time said that it was virtually impossible for the United States to expect itself to ever get in the foreseeable future up to even a 3% GDP. And taxes were onerous, particularly the corporate tax. What you had was a president came in with his tax plan and got it through Congress. That presidential plan significantly cuts corporate taxes and individual taxes. At the same time, tens of billions of dollars of environmental regulations that were going to strap industry, actually run out of existence, a lot of industries, were removed. And then all of these restrictions on fracking and coal, the coal miners and so on, all of those were lifted. And then you have, in addition to that, a president who has aggressively promoted American enterprise. It's no surprise that then the economy responded. It had nothing at all to do with Obama. It had everything in the world to do with the interest of industry in light of what they could see from the tax reductions and President Trump's policies that the future would be better.
Yeah.
And not only did they, you remember, people forget, but once it was understood that that tax bill was passing, a lot of companies passed on to workers bonuses and other things, and a lot of companies began hiring.
Yeah, exactly. And
now
you know
we've got a situation where we have 4.1% GDP, and we have more jobs available than there are people unemployed.
And we still have too much government interference in the economy. Despite that, we're doing better than we were. Isn't that amazing? Just roll it back just a little bit. Look what happened. Imagine we roll it back a lot. Hey, let's talk about how we correct other things that have gone wrong. Should we do an Article 5 convention? Mark Levin from Fox News says so. We might have a different opinion. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help to heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you will find out exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, in biblical times, the Magi's gifts to Jesus were prized more highly than gold because of their health and healing benefits. And science today confirms that these gifts are the secret to an ultra-powerful support for your immune system, anti-aging, and longevity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus these highly effective healing and health protection gifts. And in How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover how much they'll help you too. Go to rsbreports.com to get this important free report right now. That's rsbreports.com.
Hey,
everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
2 hours a day, 6 days a week, right here on GCN, or home and broadcast radio syndication. iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, SoundCloud, UK Health Radio, and of course, YouTube Live as well. Also, occasionally our videos appear with our good friend Mike Adams and his new site, Real.Video. Great site for uncensored videos, because we're seeing a lot of conservative censors, a lot of censorship of alternative views of vaccination, the immune system, cancer, etc. And as we talked about the freedom of religion, we talk about that's also enrolled into the freedom of the First Amendment, freedom of speech, and that is to protect unpopular speech. And if our speech is unpopular to the pharmaceutical industrial complex, so what? right? They got to deal with it. Maybe they could do better, but they pretty much captured the regulatory agencies. They own the media, right? They are, in fact, they are, as I've said, the de facto religion in violation of the First Amendment when it comes to, for instance, cancer treatment or the vaccine issue, when they violate religious freedom to say no to these interventions. You've got the state at this point acknowledging that they have a religious dogma that includes vaccination. You know, we get into the science of it, of course, there's a lot of disputing that they deny that there's dispute there. But we go there. We go there, Jonathan. And I'm so grateful that we get to have these discussions, not only about the political and the constitutional, but as it relates to the physical constitution, because you've been engaged so many years on that health freedom, those health freedom issues.
Well, that's true, Robert, and it's an endless struggle. It's sad to say that even when we win these victories over the FDA just with impunity continues on violating the law and refusing to abide by the plain and intended meaning of those court decisions. If you read the Pearson versus Shalala decision that we won in the D.C. Circuit, you would swear after you read that decision that FDA would have to open the doors to allowing truthful information to reach the American public about all manner of health effects of dietary supplements. However, the FDA went in the opposite direction, and it has refused to implement that decision even to this day.
Yeah.
And as I was told at the time by a person in the chief counsel's office at FDA, who subsequently died, and unfortunately, but when he was alive, he told me right after that decision, Jonathan, the FDA will never, ever, ever implement this decision. And, you know, it's shocking to realize as an American citizen that a constitutional mandate from a federal court to an administrative agency would be violated with impunity by that agency, and the agency would never have to account for that.
Yes.
And, you know, I've made them account again and again for their violations, but the fact of the matter is, in the end, no commissioner has been held in contempt. There's been no action to make these people who have been responsible for the speech suppression, which actually does sacrifice human life, to account for that.
So what are we left with in terms of rightful remedy, right? We've talked about 10th Amendment concepts, states superseding federal government when they make laws that are, you know, not in pursuance with the Constitution, in violation of it, in fact. What about the Article 5 convention? Because Mark Levin is a very, very intelligent guy. I'm not going to take away anything from his smarts. He's, you know, entertaining in his own way as well. And he's been arguing for years. We just need an Article 5 convention and, you know, we need to change the Constitution. I'm nervous about that. Last week I said on the air, I don't think we have the consciousness of the Founding Fathers to restrain ourselves from turning totally communist at that point when it becomes who's running the show at that point. And Michael Badnarik, my good friend, who ran for the Libertarian Party in 2004, he was their nominee for president. He wrote a great article about that. I sent it to you. I think you saw it as well, about the dangers associated with Article 5 versus other remedies, what they might be. What are your perspectives here, Jonathan?
I think it would be a very bad idea to have an Article 5 convention simply because it's completely impossible to control what happens in such a convention. As you point out, it was essentially an Article 5 convention that took place that created the Constitution in the first instance, but that was essentially a miraculous occurrence because you had people that were of one mind when it came to protection of life, liberty, and property, who all subscribed to the Declaration of Independence and the theories that underlie it, natural rights philosophy, for example. That's simply not the case today, as the Democratic Party, a principal party that would be involved in such a convention, has now been taken over essentially by socialists. And believes that government, that the individual ought not be sovereign, the government should be sovereign, and that the government ought to dictate how property is used. We've got Elizabeth Warren out there calling for the transformation of private enterprise into government holdings and control. This is a degree of intolerance for individual liberty that we have not seen
right
in our nation's history. This is not the time to open the doors to all of these people to consider how to amend the Constitution. An Article 5 convention would be a potential real disaster. I say don't tinker with such a brilliant document that was struck off miraculously in the form of our Constitution. It's a tremendous defense of individual liberty and a great vehicle, when interpreted according to its intended meaning, to defend all of these fundamental rights that remain the same as they did at that time: life, liberty, and property. We're the freest country on earth in many respects precisely because we have had this Constitution. We have reached a pinnacle in economic achievement and in individual advancement, innovation, etc., only because we have this Constitution. If we go back on it and invite wholesale amendment to all parts of it, we really do ourselves a tremendous disservice.
Right. I don't know why Levin can't see that, but that might be another story behind the scenes. I don't know. Now, we've talked about the 10th Amendment as a check on government, federal government power, but you, of course, working within the courts, have acknowledged and seen firsthand that even if the courts demand that the oligarchy come into line with the Constitution or the intent of Congress in passing a law, again, we're left with, okay, then what, right? Maybe it is a 10th Amendment issue, or maybe you have another nuanced way that we could go in and make the change. Because Congress has so far been unwilling to take back the power that it has. It's kind of, you just said, oh, you have it, right? And now we have that separation of powers muddied.
Well, there are ways to limit the power of the federal government. And one of the most important things that I believe will come to pass is the end of the administrative state. The administrative state was a byproduct of government's view that the market economy could not function without heavy government oversight and intervention. Mm-hmm. Indeed, you know, coming out of the Depression, Roosevelt was able to assemble political forces that created the alphabet soup agencies that ran every aspect of the American economy, from wages and prices to what could be sold, and a very authoritarian, indeed even fascistic way, we had an economy that was much like the economies all around the world and the fascistic states that existed there. The difference was that we still preserved individual liberty and defenses for it from our Supreme Court. But the ushering in of the administrative state, where legislative, executive, and judicial powers that were vested by the Constitution in the three branches of government were reinvested in the independent regulatory commissions, mm-hmm. was an absolute violation of the non-delegation doctrine, it's called, which became an artifact after the court packing plan, the switch in time that saved nine, they've called it.
Yes.
Well, so that then was never held unconstitutional after that point. Any delegation that has been made since that time has been upheld, not held unconstitutional since that time in the 1930s when that switch took place. Well, this has created a government outside of the constitutional government. It has transformed a republic into a bureaucratic oligarchy. The solution lies in dissembling that. How can that be done? By affirmative law. You can sunset all of the regulations and leave it to Congress to codify those that it thinks are necessary. Actually codify them and thereby be responsible to the electorate for their actions. But sunset all the rest and get rid of the agencies themselves, and use affirmative law as was intended, as was the history of law, mm-hmm. until the administrative state, where Congress adopts the legislation, passes it, and there you go.
Right.
As opposed to edicts being issued by effectively kings that run these agencies.
Yeah, and that's what it is. The king, the emperor, it's rested in the oligarchy at this point, in the bureaucracy. Now, you know, what you're saying, I'm with you, but at the same time, it hasn't happened since that time. What makes you think it'll happen differently? And maybe, is it related to the 17th Amendment when senators became popularly elected by the people in the states? Michael Badnarik makes the case that now you have a large House of Representatives and a small House of Representatives. You've got no states that could run rough, you know, check on federal overgrabs because the states aren't truly represented in this case, in the Senate.
Well, that really worked a number on federalism, and it also severely restricts protection for individual property rights, because by having senators removed from the direct election process, you had a body of people who could deliberate without regard to the popular will. And it is so often the case that majoritarian popular will turns against some minority in the form of those with property. And that's what we deal with today. We deal with a government that attacks property rights with impunity, and then we have a Democratic Party now that views anyone, any concentration of wealth as evil, unless it's in the government, in which case they celebrate it. And that's just absurd. So the greatest threat to liberty remains the government. The largest concentration of wealth for the purpose of using a military force in affecting political ends is the government. So that's a huge threat. Yet the Democratic Party would largely regard private enterprise, which has no police force, which has vastly less money than the government, with the possible exception of the combined forces of the pharmaceutical industry, which is a government-sponsored monopoly and protected by the government, served by the government. But in all other respects, you know, it just pales by comparison to the overwhelming military and economic strength of the federal government and the tax base that it has to work from and the endless power to spend with no limits. So the threat we have is from the government. It remains that way. It's not from private enterprise, which is the salvation of our country. It's the means by which we elevate ourselves from a standard of poverty to a standard of wealth.
Yeah. And if nothing else works, do as my buddy Michael Badnark wrote an excellent article. I've got quotes from him galore, but Michael Boulder from the 10th Amendment Center says, nullify them into oblivion, right? We have an obligation to stand up in defense of individual liberty. Who's going to do it? We're with you, Jonathan E. Mort, as well. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSV, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSV show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16 to 1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSV show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dylan Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dylan Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dylan Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Wow, this day keeps getting better. We not only did we have Cheryl Chumley back on this hour, but Jonathan tells me that he is also going to be with me and a lot of other great folks at the new version of the Health Freedom Expo. It's called the Trinity Live Conference, happening September 22nd and 23rd in Schaumburg, Chicago, Illinois, back where we had it all those years ago. So it's going to be awesome. It was already going to be great. Now I hear Jonathan's going to be there. Everybody, make your plans to be there. It's a Saturday, Sunday. Take the weekend off. Fly in, drive in. You've got to be there. It's a life-changing event. And I know people will say that and oversell it, but I'm not kidding. The kind of relationships, friendships you will make, and what you will learn, the commitment to liberty, health, freedom, all of that that we love and we hold so dear here, in person, all together. It's going to be great. Jonathan, thanks for going to that as well.
Oh, listen, Julie is fantastic, and she is a person who has tremendous courage and tremendous commitment to the cause that her father had a commitment to as well. And without people like Julie, we would be so far worse off. She has taken it upon herself to put this thing together and to start it up again on her terms. She's come to the conclusion that it ought to be run in a certain way.
Yes.
And I salute her for that because, you know, it's difficult and costly to run these things.
Very much so.
And she's very smart on how she allocates resources. She evaluated the whole thing and determined how to run it, and I certainly hope that it continues on for many years to come. And I salute her for that. It's a real privilege to be invited to speak, and I'm glad to have that opportunity. I'm looking forward to it, and I'll see you there, Robert.
Absolutely. Great memories we've had over the years being at those expos. And thanks to Julie and her family and her dad, who did amazing work, Wendell Whitman, with all of his dedication to health freedom. And that legacy lives on. So a shout out to Julie Whitman Klein, our friends at Trinity School as well. Trinity Live. Check it out. Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Other events upcoming. We'll keep you in the loop here. You just keep checking back in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Let's see. Immigration. We can't tackle this, really. We only have a few minutes left here. But Ron Paul always said that, you know, immigration wouldn't be a problem if they couldn't come here and get free stuff. Right? Is there a basic concept there? I mean, I think immigration, in terms of its legal capacity, I'm a child of immigrants, or, you know, one generation, two generations removed. So it's not that people that are saying we want legal immigration are anti-immigrant. They just kind of paint that picture.
Well, when you give people who are not American citizens the full benefits and privileges of American citizens, you cannot rightfully expect that that will create a disincentive for people to come across the border. Of course, it creates a massive incentive for them to come over, particularly when welfare is given liberally by the states and by the federal government. So you got to cut that off. If a person is not a citizen, they should not be given those things. And if a person is interested in coming to this country, we really have to know, first, are you a security risk? Second, do you have a skill that this nation needs? And third, do you have the economic resources to avoid becoming a welfare recipient? And if you answer all those questions, and in addition you have no criminal background, then we might well allow you into this country. But the point is that immigration has to be intelligent. We can't just allow people like this guy who just came across the border a while back and killed that poor beautiful girl in Iowa to be allowed to be here. And, you know, unless we are insane, and I think that there's a segment of the Democratic Party that most assuredly is, and don't want to have a country that it has safety and economic opportunity, we'll allow the national treasure to be pilfered, and we'll allow the people of this country, the great people of this country, to be victimized. And that's what apparently the Democratic Party wants. No borders, no restriction on immigration to this country. And anybody, whether they're ISIS or whether they're just a plain, rotten murderer, can come right across the border and perform their mischief.
Well, and you know what facilitated all of this welfare? We go back to 1913 again. Not the 17th Amendment necessarily, but the Federal Reserve Act, also in 1913. And that set a stage for unlimited growth of the money supply so that gifts could be given, welfare could be given, and then, of course, you could purchase loyalty through these free gifts, so to speak. But they're not truly free. You are enslaved to that which they claim frees you. But not here, not now, not ever, not on the Robert Scott Bell Show, and certainly not when Jonathan Ward is with me as we do the Sacred Fire of Liberty each and every week. Thanks again to Cheryl Chumley. Get a whole other hour of broadcast healing. Jonathan, thanks for rocking the health world with me today once again.
You bet, Robert.
All right, stand by after the news. We'll be back with a lot of healing information like nowhere else in broadcast media, because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott, the Bell, Robert Show. Scott Bell Show.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call **1234. That's **1234. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the IRS collections process right now by calling **1234. When you call the Tax Defense Center, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate your back taxes, including penalties and interest. **1234. **1234 could save you thousands on your back taxes. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. It's your hard-earned money. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the call that could help you end the worry today. **1234. That's **1234. **1234. **1234.
Hi, I'm Craig Sammet, Chief Clinical Officer from Anthem. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time, but some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why the Anthem Foundation supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.